After more than two decades of fighting in court, the Hanford Downwinders case has ended. All 3,000 or so Downwinders have either dropped their claims or arrived at a settlement. Correspondent Anna King.
During World War II and the Cold War, Hanford released batches of radioactive iodine into the air. It was mainly deposited in farming areas north and east of Richland. That radioactive material was picked up by dairy cows and deposited in milk, which many children drank. The radioactive material concentrated in their thyroids. Many downwinders remain skeptical of the government and bitter after their fight. Most downwinders were from eastern Washington and Idaho. Many say they suffered from illnesses and cancer. A lot of them dropped out before receiving any compensation.
Correspondent Anna King. The U.S. Department of Energy released a one-sentence statement this week saying it's, quote, pleased this long-standing matter has been resolved.